Good morning, it's Frank Mitchell here at U105. Now, last night you may have seen a programme, very good programme on UTV called Frontline. It's on every week, over 6 weeks, and it really takes you behind the scenes of people, takes you behind the scenes of the troubles with people who were there and who are on the front line, be it the people in the teaching profession, people who were in nursing and healthcare, those who were in entertainment. And last night the spotlight was very much on social workers and the trauma that they faced during the height of the Troubles. I want to speak to Andy McClenaghan, who's available to have a conversation with us and very much a part of the British Association of Social Workers here in Northern Ireland. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Andy. Harrowing experiences for social workers during the Troubles. We'd automatically think that everything is much, much better now and exceptionally smooth for social workers. That would be a conclusion we shouldn't jump to, I presume.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Frank. Social work is an incredibly challenging profession at the best of times. Social workers are really committed individuals. And they serve the needs of their service users, you know, across a wide range of issues. You know, it could be children at risk of abuse or neglect, people with a disability, people with a mental health problem. You know, the list is very long. And it's a challenging role today. But what last night's programme highlighted was the dedication and the resilience of social workers during the Troubles. Not only were they supporting people in difficult circumstances, they were doing it against the backdrop of, you know, civil unrest, violence, sectarian hatreds. And I think that really came through last night was the dedication of social workers at that time to meet the needs of the people they were supporting.
And they were very worried about their own personal safety. They literally hid their jewellery in case people in certain areas knew what religion they might be.
That's right. We published some research actually earlier this year with the Northern Ireland Social Care Council. We did it in partnership, and it was exploring experiences of social workers during the Troubles. And 62% of social workers that took part in that research said that they felt at risk going about their work on a day-to-day basis during the Troubles. So yes, last night there was examples given of people being, you know, being asked basically, "What is your religion? Are you a Protestant or are you a Catholic?" And the message that often social workers would have just said is, "It doesn't matter. I'm a social worker. I'm here to help you." You know, and it was social workers put a lot of those issues to the side in dealing with and serving the people they were there to help.
Would you say the forgotten service, one of the forgotten services of the Troubles?
I think it's overlooked. Often social work is overlooked, and the incredibly important role social workers play in supporting people in society. You know, everybody's been to the doctors, everyone goes to the dentist. Not everyone has direct involvement with social services. So I think it's understandable that sometimes the public aren't fully aware of what social workers do in terms of supporting some very vulnerable and marginalised people. It's an incredibly vital role. And I think, Frank, the issue is, last night the programme highlighted the incredible work that social workers did during the Troubles, but we are a post-conflict society. You know, the Good Friday Agreement was signed over 20 years ago, and we, thank God, live in a much transformed society, but we still have dealing with daily the legacy issues of the Troubles. You know, that we know in Northern Ireland we've massive problems with intergenerational mental health, you know, with high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, we've got deeply ingrained poverty and deprivation in certain areas, and a lot of this is tied back in to the Troubles, the years of conflict we had here. And what we want to ensure as the British Association of Social Workers is that social workers in practice today are able to learn from the experiences of their colleagues who worked, you know, in the very bad times, so that they are equipped to deal with these legacy issues that still trouble our society today.
And do you get a sense that your modern day social worker feels in some areas at risk?
I think so. I mean, I think there are still risks to social workers. It just day to day, you know, it's a challenging role, certainly. But what we're doing as well is we're holding a series of workshops over the next number of months where social workers can come together and they can hear from the individuals that were actually involved in the documentary last night as they discuss their experiences. Because it's very important that we talk about these experiences. A lot of the time, people have gone through significantly traumatic circumstances in their professional lives, and perhaps have never actually had an opportunity to talk about it. One of the issues I think that was flagged up in the programme last night was, you know, how the totally abnormal was normalised. So people weren't necessarily dealing with the issues that they were experiencing. And it's important now that we reflect on that and we help social workers who were in practice during the Troubles, but also social workers now, to deal with these difficult issues.
Yeah, it's one of the things you touch on it there, Andy, that we learn from the current series of Spotlight and also this series of Frontline on UTV is how the abnormal was seen as normal when I was a young man, and I'm not sure what age you are, but people who lived through it who are looking back through the lens of the BBC and UTV at the minute, you certainly are reminded that that was abnormal, but we saw it as normal life, and it's a sad reflection on the society that we lived through.
Yes, I mean, I'm a bit younger, Frank. I was 15 when the Good Friday Agreement was signed. So, you know, I remember the very tail end of the Troubles. And I think it's incredibly important that we as a society don't allow younger generations to fall back into repeating the mistakes of the past. It's incredibly important that we listen to people who were there at the time, reflect on how bad things were, to ensure that we improve going forward so that we don't allow ourselves to be, you know, affected and brought back into sectarianism and division. It's so divisive, it's so disrupting to our society, and social work has a key role to play in terms of moving society forward, and we want to learn from the past experiences during the Troubles.
Andy, absolutely. Thank you very much indeed. Andy McClenaghan there, and you may be a social worker heading out today to what I'm sure is a very satisfying and rewarding job, but it must be challenging as well. It certainly was challenging back at the height of the Troubles, as you would have seen last night on that Frontline programme on UTV. And both of those programmes, I think, the current edition or series of Spotlight, this run of Frontline, they do take us back to a time that we never, ever want to see repeated. This is the U105 phone-in.